I'm joined by Aris Hatzistefano, a documentary maker from Greece. Aris, a lot of people are using the words, they've become almost cliched now that Greece is sort of torn between hope and fear. What's your take of what the atmosphere is like today on polling day?
Difficult to predict. It's very interesting that the whole political landscape that was created after the end of the dictatorship in 74 is now collapsing. And I'm talking mainly about the two political parties, the Socialist PASOK and the Conservative New Democracy. Even if New Democracy managed to win this second round of elections, we are talking about a completely new political party than that we have seen for the last decade. So it's difficult to talk about hope because one way or another, even if pro-memorandum forces or anti-memorandum forces win, we are waiting a very, very difficult period for many months to come. But it is a change, and every change can provide some hope. We are saying here in Greece that the old is now dead, but the new has yet to be born, and that's at least interesting times.
And what was foremost in your mind when have you voted? I should ask you first.
Sorry?
Have you voted? I should ask you.
Yes, I voted an hour before.
And what was foremost in your mind when you were voting?
Probably I was thinking that the most important period will come after the elections, whatever the outcome, and it will be by the people to take the decisions of which path to follow. If we have a win from Conservative New Democracy, I'm sure that unions and many people will demonstrate against the new package of measures, the new austerity measures. If we have Syriza as the first party, first we have to see what will happen if it will manage to create a government, and then it will need support from the people because we know that the climate against this party is really negative. We've seen newspaper articles from Germany saying that Tsipras, the leader of the party, is a populist and you have to avoid him. So we understand that he will receive huge pressure from Brussels, from Berlin, and it will all depend on the support he will have on the streets from the people. So it is an interesting day today because of the elections, but I think that the following weeks will give us a more clear idea of what is to follow.
And you talked about the pressure from outside that will come to bear. I mean, do you feel that the international community has already interfered to an extent in this election?
They are trying. What the Greek people are saying is that people from other European countries are trying to intervene into this political battle, and that has different creates different reaction from the electorate. A few days ago, people were furious with what German newspapers were saying. At the same time, the Greek mainstream media reproduces these ideas that total chaos will follow in case Syriza wins the elections. So it's a mixed feeling for the population. From the one hand, they fear for what is to follow. From the other, they realize that they have to stop this policy of extreme austerity that's destroyed actually the Greek economy.
And in terms of the people voting that you've come across, is there a people discussing with each other who they voted for, or are the sides very polarized? What's the situation?
It is polarized in a way, but there's not the discussion that we used to have in the first round of these elections, where everyone was going out and saying that I voted for this and that. I think that today it's a little more quiet. People are polarized, so sometimes they don't agree totally with what they voted. I know many people from left-wing parties that support now voted for Syriza, even though they have many disagreements with the party. And I also know people from the center or right-wing parties that felt obliged to support New Democracy. So we have many people that are not really happy with what they voted, but they understand that there are two choices at the moment, and probably they have to go for one or the other. And I'm talking only about the elections, because after that, I think that all the political platforms that went with New Democracy and Syriza will take again their old positions, and we have a new round of discussion and political fighting.
And are you willing to say who you voted for, Aris, or would you prefer to keep it private?
I didn't vote for any of the two political parties that everyone expected, like New Democracy, of course not, and not Syriza. I think at the moment Syriza is a party that needs a support, but also a positive critique from the left, because even though it is characterized as a radical left-wing party, actually it's moderate. Their agenda, their economic and political agenda, is not so different from what a social democrat would say a few decades ago. Unfortunately, the political spectrum has moved so much to the right that now someone that used to be moderate is characterized as radical. So I voted something to the left of Syriza.